This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Before the next time you go and say that this life of mine, ours, doesn't contribute to the world, let the record show, not once since that day have I seen a Q-tip out in the parking lot. Not a single one. Somebody stopped. I'd want to point the finger at somebody here, but I don't think I can. When I started here, we would have all kinds of, you know, celebrities and different people come in and like fill in and host shows. Now it's like my kids. It's Bulldog's son who's got my I'm driving home from Louisville yesterday. I got Bulldog's son and my nephew. Like I just and Zach and Derek, like, you know, regulars, but you know what? Thurman would come in and fill in. When I left, this is my favorite little bit of trivia about my last job at Adelphia, 2002, I guess it was. You know, in radio, you have to, when you announce your plans to depart, they just kick you out. Like, there's no, you don't get to do a swan song. You don't get to, whatever that means. You don't get to do a goodbye, it's been fun, and take calls from people. And, you know, of course, they're tearing up and you're not. You don't get to do that. They just, you know, pack your stuff. And, you know, as it happened for me, it was on a morning, and I'm like, and I was on at 2 o'clock. I think I'm like, I'm going. And they're like, okay, handshake, go. Pack up quick, get out of here. And they needed to fill that shift. And the person that filled in for me the first day after I left was Marcel Dion, which is about as good a trivia question about my life as there possibly could be. Was they brought in Marcel Dion. I think he played records. I don't know, but they, you know, Marcel Dion is in dumping Q-tips. There's nobody who could be possibly a culprit, because either you're here all the time, or, you know, we have different companies that work in the same building. It definitely was somebody else, but they must have heard. Like, cut it out with the Q-tips. I guess I want to be cognizant of that the next time I go talking about things that are happening in the building. Well, it was a pleasure yesterday to listen to the guys on the Monday before the cuts, and it's all been interesting to speculate about. It's not over. We're still waiting on like Tyrell Shavers and what happens there. A couple of, you know, relevant Bills decisions. Relevance, the best I can do. The thing about today, I was listening to a podcast. I mean, it's a 9-hour drive each way. You're to listen to a lot of things. Listening to a podcast where somebody made a point about it was a host, a radio host. He's like, people forget about the human side of this. I don't forget. I think it would be the hardest thing about being Sean McDermott professionally or Brandon Bean would be to have, you know, you're calling how many got 20, 30 guys into your office and telling them that, you know, the job isn't available. And, you know, these guys are, I don't want to be too dramatic, but they're sweating for you. They're doing all the work every day. It's been like their life's dream is to play in the NFL. They're on the field in these preseason games. Like, it's real. It's right there. And then today's the day and the season is next week and you call them in and say, nope. I think that would be the easily hardest thing about that job. Way harder than telling somebody, I think, I don't know, I have no experience at this, but telling somebody that has played for you and had an NFL career that you're moving on. Like telling Jordan Poyer that there's no room for you on the Bills anymore. Like, okay, well, that's probably very emotional, but he's made millions and he can't resent you. Like he shouldn't maybe. Like it's just different than telling somebody that's never played a down in the league for real, gotten a paycheck, that they're not wanted. I think that would be the hardest thing. But I want to say this too, as somebody that for many, many years has built my opinions and sort of belief system from what the data tells you, something that, I mean, speaking of working in my old job 24 years ago, whatever it is, like wasn't even really available then, it's hard for me to get too into today from a business standpoint, not from a personal one. From a personal one, anybody can appreciate the stress and the sadness, whatever it is that goes into telling these guys, like, you know, good luck to you, goodbye. But really, like, I can't. Tyrell Shavers again on Saturday with that catch sort of grew his profile with the fans. And especially, I want to say, you tell me if you think it's wrong. This is wrong. Especially with fans who think the Bills are lacking at wide receiver, which is a lot of us. So now you have a guy that's flashing in the preseason and he, you know, was that his only target even last year? Went for a 69-yard touchdown against the Jets. You know, like, maybe there's a difference maker there. And I've said about him, well, I kind of doubt it because he's been around for 2 years and you could have said the same things about the Bills at wide receiver at least last year and they really never called him up. And, you know, you're trying to win a Super Bowl and you didn't have a uniform for him on game day. So are things different? He's not going to be higher up in the pecking order unless you've just really hit, you know, had misses above him. But is he a different player for some reason? I think this is the thing, I guess I didn't say it. This is the thing compared to a long time ago, not even really that long ago, actually, that's different because it's just, it's hard for me to think that if the Bills lost Matt Milano for the year, just hypothetically, that the season should go any differently than it will. And I know that to a lot of people, that's just ridiculous, right? That's almost sacrilegious. How could you say that? He's been great. He's a starter. I don't deny that. We had it. He missed most of the year from the injury in London. And, you know, the Bills won the AFC East and won a playoff game. Like, it's just, it isn't, this is the thing, this is a thing that, If you live in a world that sort of is built around evidence and numbers and data and you know evidence, that is hard to deny. There's not a single player on the Bills other than Josh Allen that if you took him off the Bills would mean a single thing to their betting odds. A single thing. Who's the second most important guy? Dawkins? Who even is it? Benford? Whoever you think it is. If you took him off the Bills, they'd be minus 250 to win the AFC East still. They'd be plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. It wouldn't matter. And if you like deconstruct that and you don't stare at the data or don't, you know, care about it, whatever, you shun it, then you say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Everybody's important. Sure. A week ago when I was sitting here, Chenault was important. Oh, he's good. He returns kicks and now he's returning punts and he's done this and this. And he was a good college player, gone. Like, you know, it's just, it's not going to matter, you know, until it does, right? Until you get somebody that defies the history when it comes to that. And that happens. And then, I guess, in my position, you say, well, you know, that's the randomness of it all. That's going to happen. And nobody in the room that are making these decisions is going to, you know, basically cop to that. Because they all want to think that they have some control over it. And, you know, sometimes that can happen. There are these stories. But if the Bills cut, I don't really want them to. I think he's kind of interesting, Shavers. If the Bills were to cut him, they would replace him with somebody who's very likely to be the same. Not in body type or style or anything or name, but somebody who's likely to be as likely to produce as he is. And that all leads, it's not fun. It's not more fun this way. I signed for that when I started, you know, looking at all this way, but it's just more realistic. It's more pragmatic. And it takes a little bit out of today. I'm curious about today for somebody gets cut here or somewhere else and another team moves in. Like if there are, if Jacksonville were to divest of like Tank Bigsby or somebody like that. All right, well, what happens to him? Then the opportunity's different and maybe you have a different conversation about the player. But it's really just, I think, a pragmatic attitude about how this all works. This is really the whole world. This is not, well, not the whole world, but this is a lot of things in life that didn't used to be. I mean, we used to, was it more fun? Yes. To watch a baseball game and with a friend and sit there at every opportunity and ask each other whether the guy should bunt here. Sure, that was more fun. Strategy is fun. Should I do that? Is that the right play? And we didn't know anything about win probability and expected runs and all these things. So that was a fun conversation. We were in the dark. I mean, that was maybe better. Maybe this is true of a lot of things in life outside of sports. Maybe it's not. I like evidence. I like to know, not to think I know. We used to think, no offense, Owen, we used to think that if you wanted to win in hockey, you had to have an elite goalie. Then 20 years went by and 20 anti-Niemis won cups. And like, okay, well, whoops. I mean, I thought maybe, well, what you don't need an elite goalie. You need a goalie who's elite at the time. And that's not really predictable, or at least easily. It's almost impossible. So there's all kinds of things. In basketball, we used to think, I need my mid-range jumpers. And then basketball went, wait a minute. If I shoot from a little bit farther out, I get 3 points. And from there, I get two. And my odds of making the three-point shot are like 35%. And my mid-range odds are like 50. I'm going to do the math, right? That's what it is. Do the math. So I'm getting a little carried away. But it isn't going, it's interesting to a point. It isn't going to tell us anything about meaningfully how this ends. There's one thing. This is depressing, right? I mean, I'm admitting that to you. There's one thing. One. Name a second. There's one thing about the Bills that will matter toward winning that Super Bowl. Does Josh Allen play? If he does, we're live. If he doesn't, we're not. Like, there's just, you know, right? A little bit depressing, a little bit sort of like existentially, this isn't, what is this? But it's true. I mean, I think, is there anything else that would matter? There's this, I guess. You know, this reminds me, speaking of like talking about other sports for these kind of things, this reminds me of when, I mean, a lot of these things that came, bunting and the shift and, you know, in football, graduating from passing is less than because two of the three things that can happen are bad, like we used to say in the 70s, to, okay, well, no, maybe this is better. You know, there are these kind of hurdles that there are to clear. And one of them in over the years in baseball was clutch. We used to have like, oh, I mean, all my, one, again, one of the things you romanticize about sports, one of the things you like about sports and sports talk is this guy's clutch. What did we find out? What did people who actually wanted to know find out? There's not really any clutch. What there is failure in the clutch, pressure, choking. Choking is a real thing. Like if I get scared, I'm up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and two on, and I'm down by one run, and I get scared. Not something you'd necessarily expect from a professional, but you know, I get scared and I swing at a pitch in the dirt and we lose. You can blow it, but you're not going to be better at driving that pitch into the gap, two outs, two on in the bottom of the ninth, than you would be in the first inning. Like we've proven that. You know, it's fun to think about somebody like rising, and natural randomness in life is going to give you guys that are better in those situations and some that are worse. And maybe those people that are worse are not scared, but there's just like, you know, it's whatever it is. I mean, you've got closers, you've got all kinds of different variables. But that's one where, all right, well, there's really no way to go up, but I can go down. This is drafting, I think, in sports, where who's really better at it? People talk about Philadelphia's guy, Roseman. I'm not sure so much he's exactly better at drafting. He's good, and he has been able to find ways through trades and, you know, how they build contracts to find an edge in the league. There's no doubt about that he's done. But is he better than anybody else? He and another GM are standing side by side. Is he better than the other guy at predicting that prospect's career? No. But the other guy might be Matt Millen, who was, you know, maybe that's not even that good of an example, but he's sort of who I think of for GM that just got ridiculed all the time. Like, some, you can be more likely to get it wrong. Maybe if you or I are in that, standing next to Howie Roseman or even Brandon Bean, and we're trying to predict, you know, I don't know, a sliver as much as those guys do. Maybe you'd be the same. We'd, you know, more likely get it wrong. I think you can get it wrong sort of consistently, but getting it right consistently is really tough. And I think, you know, with a lot of these kind of decisions with the Bills or any team, how many of these 50-50 balls, how many of these fringe roster decisions can you really like hit a home run with? What you're trying to do is keep it on the road when it comes to these positions, not get got, if you will, at, you know, position groups, too thin, not enough talent, whatever it is. The secondary, so I will say again, I don't think taking any one non-Josh Allen player off the Bills does a lot for their chances of winning. But what they want, they're not going to put that way. What I think the Bills want, this is maybe obvious, to avoid is having a position group that's just really done in. And there is just no escape. That's the secondary. I think if there's any position group on the Bills where it's a little bit scary, what other than something changing with Josh Allen is going to really affect this season? I mean, I don't know. You could have a rash of injuries. Why is it a rash of injuries? Like a rash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You could have injuries, offensive line or something, like the opposite of last year happens, and you're down three starters because that happens in football, then, you know, you could be in trouble. And there's not that much a team can do about that. But I think in the secondary going into today and then week one, I mean, obviously, we're not sure of what they've got. Not that sure about Bishop. You know, there can at least be some question about what he is. Obviously, you have Trey White hurt, and what was he anyway? And then you have Hairston, and Dane Jackson is being cut, and there is some turmoil there. So that's something that really is definitely worth watching when it comes to the Bills. Does Tyrell Shavers making the team mean anything? What would it be if it did? Like if they kept Shavers, which I was in Kentucky, but my Indiana. Somehow the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championships are held in Indiana. I don't know. I went through Louisville. It was super cool to look at. There were like five bridges. Then I took one. It was Indiana. And then I drove another 20 minutes to a casino, and that was kind of like the whole weekend. So I didn't exactly see. I can't really comment on Louisville. I like the bridges. It looked cool. I've heard good things. But, you know, Saturday night, Shavers makes another great play, and oh, Tyrell Shavers. Okay, what does it mean if he makes it? What is it going to mean? Does he actually play against Baltimore? Does he play 20 snaps against Baltimore on offense? Does he play five? Like, what does he do against Baltimore? Are they playing him over Coleman? No. Are they playing him over Palmer? Who are they? What do they do? Shakir is back. Kincaid exists. Knox. They're going to run it all the time. Six linemen. What does he actually do? You want him because what? If I have an injury or two, then I've got, you know, you can have that anyway. There are receivers all over the league that are being cut today that are like on or even above his level. So you can easily have that anyway. KJ Hamler, who was being cut reportedly by the Bills is somebody that is, to me, kind of the same thing. So I don't know. I just can't, if I'm going to be honest with you, which I always am, I can't get myself to a point where I want to just sit here and talk about why this is really important. Because I don't think it is. It's interesting. And I'll say again, because I don't want this point to be ignored, that on a personal level, it's huge. I mean, I'm not friends with any of these people, but I can appreciate what the anxiety is in this like next 45 minutes when they don't know. I know Ross Tucker has said, they don't tell you if you've made the team. So if you have, you just sit there wherever in your truck. They all have trucks. You just sit there in your truck staring at the phone or maybe trying not to do that and hoping it doesn't ring. Or if it does, that you know, get a text and you look and it's just, you know, from your girlfriend or something. They don't tell you that you've made it. So it's got to be super stressful for anybody on the fringe. And that's a lot of players. Sal will join me at 4 and we'll talk about either what has happened or what could. I feel like I talked to Sal this morning, like, what are you going to know at 4 o'clock? That's kind of our usual time when we need, you know, want to get Sal on or a guest. And, you know, he said 4 would be best. And I don't know if we're going to have a list by then or just what. Seems to me a lot of times we don't. But, you know, we'll just work with what we've got at 4, and then maybe there'll be updates after that. 803-0550 for your thoughts on cut down day. If you're like me, you're much more, I have to say much more. Yeah, I didn't misspeak. You're much more keyed in on week one. And in the Bills' case, the Ravens, how to beat them, how to win games, how to win a championship for once. All those kinds of things where I don't know that today's news is going to mean a lot toward that. So I'm happy to talk about either. Again, 803-0550 is the number. Bulldog is off this week. I'm Mike Shope. This is WGR.
Tremendously. I feel like I've grown. Like it's night and day compared to last year. I put on some weight, which I planned to do over the offseason, just so I can be able to block bigger guys and do things, especially like a gunner too on special teams.
That is Tyrell Shavers. Do you feel, as somebody, if you are this person that really studies up on today, cuts, roster depth, who should make it, who shouldn't, that Shavers is even a sure thing to make it? That's what Saturday night read like, but you know, we can be a little quick to that. Receiver makes a play. We like that guy. But he did have a few nice moments in the preseason, and he's been around, and it's sensible. It's reasonable to think that he might make the cut. I don't know what he's weighing in at now. Pro Football Reference has him at 6'4", 211. He's probably still 6'4". 211, that's probably a number from last year. He says he's put on weight. We will see what happens today. It didn't happen for KJ Hamler. There could still be practice squad, and there will for some of these guys. It didn't happen for Laviska Shenault. You know, today is, you have it sometimes through the bigger insider types or sometimes through names you don't know as well. But if a player like Dane Jackson or somebody, a player is going to be cut, the agent, the player wants that known right away, you know, so other teams that are making plans can find out. If somebody wants Dane Jackson, they find out at 10 in the morning, it was around then maybe, that he was being released. It gives them a big jump on picking up that player. So the player's interest would be in having the news come out as early as possible. That said, I don't know exactly how the Bills go about their day today. Like, is it some guys they just tell them early because they know, and others, are there more conversations throughout the afternoon? Do they use the whole time? I mean, I don't think that they would have to. They would maybe need a lot of time to get the word out to everybody, you know, to call everybody in and have those conversations. That wouldn't happen like everybody goes into an auditorium or something and finds out that they're being cut. It would be, you know, more personal than that. But I wonder how they stagger those conversations, if they do, if that's the right word for it. 803-0550, if you want to join me talking about the cuts today, you know, and some of the bigger stuff, like how the season is going to go. Is there, you know, it's still over a week and a half. And I think this is going to vary. A lot of you fans are on to week one, on to Baltimore, have been for a long time. Kind of the way the Bills and a lot of teams now, most if not all teams now, handle the preseason, where they're just, you know, trying to get through it. And so myself as a fan, I'm also just trying to get through it. We have the job of talking about it all the time. I'm thinking about week one constantly. I'm trying to figure out lineups. I've got 50 lineups to put in. I mean, that's a lot. It's a heavy lift. So thinking about the regular season, that's definitely where I'm at. And I think, though, there are a lot of fans who are more casual about it that will get through Labor Day. Next weekend, holiday weekend, beginning of the school year, no NFL, college, even Sunday, some, you know, big games next weekend, but no NFL to chew on. Then we get back here in a week after the holiday, and it's full on. Ross Tucker, point spreads, fantasy, lineups, matchups, you know, keys to the game, all that kind of stuff, returns, you know, just like all at once. Calendar flips from August to September, and we go. So, you know, maybe you're more casual about that than, say, I am. I don't want to sound like I'm completely checked out, because I'm not. I'm not huge on cuts, but I'm so ready to talk about games. And as we have another Bill season where, like, it's just kind of all or nothing. This is a few in a row. Ask yourself if this ended up being true about last year. It's a lot to say. It's not fun to look at it this way, Super Bowl or bust, but that's where we're at, isn't it? I mean, that's what last year was, and we could have said it and probably did last year, but it feels like such a high bar. Not impossible to clear, but obviously not easy. That, you know, it can take, I think we spent more time on this last year than this year, sort of like navigating the season emotionally, if you will, just when a championship is all that's left, you can end up taking for granted a lot of really fun days. And, you know, that sort of loses the plot, right? We're here for the whole thing. This year you have the added element of the closing of the stadium, which I think will really resonate this year. I think there'll be a lot of conversation, and there has been enough already, some already, about just what, only had the one preseason game here, but what this year will feel like. A lot of people, especially, of course, those who don't go to most games or all the games as season ticket holders, you go out there once or twice, and you'd be like, this might be the last time I'm here. And that'll really get interesting late when you've got the potential for playoff games. You know, there's always the same kind of drama as we get these last few years in recent weeks, or rather the last weeks of the season in recent years, where you just don't know, you know, if it's going to be home games or if it's one or more than one. And with the added element of the stadium closing, that'll be even like sort of more top of mind this year. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up?
So while we're on the subject here, you know, I just want to tell you how I personally feel. I feel like I'm not even really looking forward to this regular season. I just want to get to January. And unfortunately, that's the place I feel like a lot of Bills fans are at since the run they've been on, because they haven't gotten it done yet. And I truly feel like that 13 seconds game, that's like something that's just going to stick with this organization until they get it done. But I just feel like that dark cloud, whether your fans are like upset with like McDermott or Bean for whatever small reason, I feel like it's all rooted back to 13 seconds. Because I find myself the same way, too, even the roster management. I called last week, and I said something about being in the roster management. And thinking about it, I mean, it probably didn't make much sense with what I said, but I just feel like my frustration just really roots back to 13 seconds. And then, you know, then the Bengals game, and then, you know, everything that happened therefore after. But the 13-second thing is, I feel like it's just something that's going to always be on their back and keeps fans constantly on McDermott and Bean for even the littlest thing, because the frustration links back to that. Yeah. I don't know if you got that same sense or not or what, but I'm just saying how I personally feel.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mike. You're certainly, you know, you have a lot of company. I know Bulldog says the same thing a lot, like that from the very day that it happened. That game will haunt them until they win. It's really a matter of how you want to look at it. I mean, I don't want to be dragged around by that. You know, like, it's one thing to feel like these seasons are defined by the playoffs, but I don't want to be so resigned to that I just can't enjoy any of it until they win because of what happened 4 years ago. I mean, I don't know why Wright defined this franchise, and all, you know, you could say still does, and that's 35 years ago. But, you know, it depends on how you want to look at it. I think I'll just say this: if you are a team like this that has made the playoffs 6 years in a row and won the division home playoff game or games 5 years in a row, whatever your closest loss is going to be the one that you think about the most, because that's as close as you got. And, you know, last year isn't that different than 13 seconds. You know, both were back and forth games in Kansas City. Last year, you had the ball with a chance to win and couldn't. And, you know, 13 seconds is in a class of its own for, like, how close you really were to winning that game. I'm not saying they're the same. But it's just the close calls. It's just sort of natural, right? The close calls are the ones that will haunt you until you win. And then, good news, when you win, who cares? You got to beat this Kansas City team in one of these playoff games once, or else That's what's going to stick forever. It's 13 seconds, but it's four times in 5 years. I mean, in the Adams division days, the Sabres didn't succumb to the Bruins or the Canadiens that often. It wasn't always the same team. It's four times in 5 years. Once at home, 13 seconds last year, and then the first one, again, one game away from the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I mean, you can allow yourself to get dragged around by 13 seconds or not, really. I don't think the players think like the fans, and I think we should be happy about that. I doubt Bills players are ever thinking about that game, really. Like, I don't think you can really succeed as a pro athlete if you're somebody like how I am and just living off these, you know, past results and stats and like what's already happened. I love all that stuff, but I wouldn't be good for that job because I'm not really in the moment as often as I would need to be. I think players sort of are conditioned to not look back, you know, just I'll look back when it's over. Thanks, Mike. Here's Bob next. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's up, Mike and Bulldogs? How are you?
What's up? I'm fine.
You know, I'm just hearing a lot of, like, we're stressing about the postseason already. Like, let's enjoy this regular season. We're spoiled, right? I remember being a fan in the 90s, and, you know, that was the best of times. So, well, let's just enjoy the ride. Yes, I mean, Bulldog, you made a great point. Like, we have to get over the hump on the Chiefs. But in the end, I mean, this team is, in its own way, you know, setting history for the city. And, you know, I'm all about it. So, you know, we do have to worry about the Chiefs. And do we have the roster to beat them this year? I don't know. But I'm just optimistic about the season. So, that's
okay.
Where I'm at.
Very good. Thanks, Bob. Here's Bill next. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Mike?
Okay.
I just want to bring up last weekend with Tommy Fleetwood. It kind of reminds me of the 13-second thing. Like, I'm a big fan of Tommy Fleetwood. And, you know, 164 tournaments, including a lot of majors, on U.S. soil, and couldn't get it done. And everybody was pulling for him. I mean, I watched that whole Sunday just cheering for the guy. And I'm not a Bills fan, but I'm cheering for the Bills because they've been at the top for a while. They deserve another crack at it. It's hard to get over those things that happen to you. But right now, the Bills are Tommy Fleetwood, and I'm pulling for them.
Yeah, cool. He had some long streak of not winning in the States. He's won World Tour events, and then he won yesterday. And I believe in that. We have lots of football examples of that, too. I am not somebody who thinks the Bills have some structural deficit that means they literally cannot ever win in a playoff game with Kansas City or a Super Bowl. I just do not subscribe to that. Or even worse and more ridiculous, like some sort of a curse. That's not me. You haven't won until you did. You haven't won until you do. And so that's Fleetwood, I guess. That's Manning's Colts. That's Andy Reid. I mean, that's lots of athletes and coaches and teams over the years. No doubt. Mike Chopier, Sal at 4. This is WGR. Welcome back. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Sal will join me 10 to 15 minutes from now. No official announcement of cuts. Sal has again pointed out today that in recent years, it's been well past 4 p.m. where the Bills have made any announcement. So we've got a few reports today, but not the official list. I doubt that'll change in the next 10 minutes, but who knows? Let's go to Roy next. Hi, Roy.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
I'm fine. Thanks.
I just got one thing to address here. You know, Okay. Everybody's talking about we got to get over the hump beating the Chiefs. For the last 2 years, we played them in the regular season, and we beat them in the regular season. Now, we can beat them. I think a lot of the question is, can we stay healthy in January when it really counts? Now, another thing, the year before last, there was a few mistakes on coaching, you know, as far as possession and all of that. You know, should we have gone for it on fourth down, or should we have just have punted it? Well, that happens in just about any game. We can all Monday morning quarterback that whole thing. But we do have the talent. We have had the talent. We have beat them twice. I think if we can just keep our team as healthy as we can. Now, I realize this year we have problems in our secondary as far as a few. I don't think they're season-ending injuries, but I do think that if we can rest these guys, even if we lose on week one, the season ain't over yet. We want to get these guys as healthy as we can and get the strongest team as we can in January. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's always true. I mean, the Bills, I don't think, lost in Kansas City last year because of injuries. The year before was more the story in the game at home. Of course you want to be healthy. What that point does for me, and you know, you did say something about coaching there in the middle, but the common thread in the four losses to Kansas City, and they've beaten them in the regular season 4 years in a row, not even just two. The common thread is clear. They have not gotten Patrick Mahomes off the field. Period. It's not injuries. It's not Josh Allen. I mean, it is that in four games against the Bills in the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes has pretty much been perfect. And last year that's even more maddening, because that Chiefs team was a disaster on offense all season. Like they were not good at all. Then the Bills walked in for the AFC Championship and the Chiefs did whatever they wanted. That's it. Like, injuries are always an excuse. It happens. It's real. But it's not over the span of 5 years or even six why the Bills have lost. Would you prefer to have everybody healthy? Of course. But it's not why they haven't won. Why they haven't won is that in those games, Mahomes has just, it's been a cakewalk for him. Whether it's pressure or coverage or scheme or anything else, they have not intercepted him once in those four games. He has one fumble last year, which led to the Chiefs being a minus one in that game. The Bills were always winning the turnovers and almost always winning games. And finally, I guess it's the Kansas City effect. They did win the turnovers and still lost the game. So that's what has gotten them beat. And, you know, what is this all to say? Oh, Patrick Mahomes? I mean, we're not talking about Tommy DeVito here. Yeah, that's right. But that's what it takes. You have an elite quarterback, too, and we're 0-4 in those four games. And you don't have stat lines from Josh Allen that look messy at all. Maybe the first year a little bit. I don't even remember. But, you know, they have not gotten it done defensively against him. And that just, the game in Buffalo was the least of the four for volume from Mahomes. But they were like 9 yards a play. Like, they didn't even need to rack up, you know, whatever. I think he might have thrown 25 passes in that game, something like that. But it was 9 yards a play. That's the bottom line when it comes to the playoff history. Sal Capaccio next. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.